Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a story titled, Evans Lists Accomplishments of Residents and Council for Season's Greetings, published December 26. Dear Editor, I read your article about Mayor Evans's accomplishments in Tiny in 2024. Although the accomplishments that Evans articulates may be correct, what concerns me is that Evans is not making Tiny a better place when he and his colleagues, including Sir Robert Lamb, are systematically raising property taxes by over 8% annually. At this rate, residents will find that their property taxes will double every 9 years. This is unsustainable, financially incomprehensible, and lacks empathy and compassion for taxpayers that were expected when they elected these individuals. Evans is driving residents into the poorhouse. There is a movement developing by the Property Taxpayers Alliance to limit tax increases to the rate of inflation. If more funds are required, then programs, services, and staff must be reduced. Perhaps you are unaware of the PTA, but you would be prudent to do some research. This problem is occurring throughout Ontario, not just in Tiny. I am unaware where you live, but I urge you to examine what is occurring in your community. You will be hearing much more about this issue, and you may well choose to be part of the significant change occurring with your future journalistic efforts, or continue to be oblivious to how a new manner in which property taxes are levied and municipalities are being governed. The tipping point is being reached. You can hitch your wagon up to new progressive leadership or stick with the same old dog. It is up to you, or as the UBC motto aptly states, tuum est. Sincerely, David Jones, Tiny.